Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. for Rafua Shlema to Eliyahu ben Sora, and as Zivik Hogun le Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and Leilu Nishmas, Malka Vastra Chaim Yitzchok, for Rav Shlema Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Leilu Nishmas Gittel Basorav Eliezer. In Parshas Bereishis, I think there are two lessons that are critical for developing and maintaining the Midas HaBitochen. The first lesson is the fact of creation itself. The Pasuk says in Tilim, Oilom Chesed Yiboneh. It's clear from Chazal that Hashem created the world for one purpose. As an expression of Chesed, to do Chesed. The world is a Chesed, not for him. He needs nothing from us. There's nothing that we could give him, and there's nothing that he's lacking. But to do Chesed, to bestow Chesed upon his creation. And he created man, created mankind, he created a world, he created need in order to be able to fulfill the need. And that's what creation is all about. And that point, of course, is very helpful because when I think about Bitochen, now the Yisod of Bitochen is Vani B'chastuch HaBatachti. I trust in Hashem's Chesed. I know he's mole mole Chesed. That's what he is. It's all about. That's the purpose of his creation. And therefore, Yogeli B'Yishu HaSecho, I begin to feel that he's going to take care of my issue and my problems as well. So the first thing is the Yisod that Hashem created the world for the purpose of Chesed. If that's the purpose of creation for him to do Chesed, then I can certainly feel more confident that that's what he wants to do. So he wants to give Chesed. He wants to do Chesed. He wants to help me. He wants to answer the desires of my heart. That's the purpose for which he created the world. And there's no limitation. It's not like, oh, we only want big Chesedim and not small Chesedim. He has a specific preference for Chesedim. Oilam Chesed Yiboneh. Everything in this world he created. Look what he's given us. Every breath of life and every pleasure, every worldly pleasure that we have, Hashem wants us to indulge in that. The Yerushalmi says, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen it for years, that a person who doesn't partake in all of the permitted pleasures of this world is going to have to answer for that. Because Hashem put it there that we should enjoy it. And that's what Hashem wants. Anoser brings a korban when he finishes. Dayecho mash osu Torah. You should not offer things to yourself. You should enjoy the blessings that Hashem has given us because that's what Hashem wants. He wants us to have Hanoi, he wants us to have Hatova, he wants to do Chesed. So if we think about that, it makes it easier to connect with the Chesed Hashem, to rely on the Chesed Hashem, because it's really the operative principle in this world. That's why he created the world. That's what it's all about. So I have much more. It's much easier to begin to believe and to begin to feel that he's going to do Chesed because that's really the purpose of everything. So that's one aspect of Parshas Bereishis that I think can really help us in developing Bitochen. But there's another one. There's a little shmuis here that was told to me by an old friend from Cincinnati, Rabbi Boruch Berger. And he mentioned it many years ago. I thought it was very beautiful, and he reiterated again recently. And I just wanted to share it with you. We learn that the Torah is and the example that Chazal gives, one of the examples they give of Hashem's milas chasodim is Vayas Hashem Elokim le'odam v'lo'yishtei kosnos or, that Hashem made for them garments of or of some leather, vayalbishem, and he dressed them. Hashem is malbish arumim. Hashem takes care of clothes, those people that don't have clothes. Beautiful. Chesed, wonderful, very nice. But he pointed out something very, very interesting. Adam and Chava, they recognized that they were naked. They recognized as a result of eating from the Eitz HaDaas. The eating from the Eitz HaDaas literally foils HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, the original plan, for how the world should function in Gan Eden. Miso was nicknas on mankind, that we couldn't live forever, and chased out of Gan Eden, and Ula Odom Omar, Yishamata L'kod Yishtecho, Batech Min Ha'et, Arura Ho Adola Bavurecho. The earth is cursed. We have to work. Before that, we didn't have to work to take the produce. The earth is going to give forth kreitzim, and rather than beautiful fruits and plants, and because they have to eat through shitzim, through working hard. Offer atav al offer toshu. And then the pasuk says, "Vayas Hashem elikim leodom leishtoy kosnas ol vayabishay." After that, it says Hashem made for Odom and his wife clothing of oil, of some type of a skin, some type of a skin with wool. Rashi says, and vayabishim, and he dressed him. And he pointed out, here, look what they had done. Look how they foiled his plans. This was the kilkel of all mankind. Now every person has to die now all because of this. What they did, they were great people, and it must have been some dachistic mistake, very, very subtle mistake. Well, Maisin had terrible repercussions. It was a terrible thing. And here he takes these people who had just committed this act, and through that act which was forbidden to them, they came to recognize that they were naked. And what does he do? He makes the clothing for them, and he dresses them. Get them clothing. I guess there was no place to buy them. Let someone else make the clothing. Let them make the clothing themselves. No. Okay, he made the clothing for them. He has to dress them, throw them the clothing. They caused this matzav. They know, they made it, that they feel now that they're naked and they recognize after eating from the Eitz HaDaas. No. The Chesed Hashem, even to these people who had caused such havoc in his world and in the upheaval of his plans for creation, he made them the clothing himself, and it wasn't enough. I'll be shame. He actually dressed them as a parent, as a mother, as a father would dress the little baby, an expression of love. So when we see the, and this is actually the first, other than creation itself and everything Hashem created, but this is really the Gemilas Chasodim, that the first introduction to Gemilas Chasodim that we have in the Torah. And when we see the extent of Hashem's Gemilas Chasodim, and we see that his Gemilas Chasodim, to the extent of making it and dressing them, clothing them himself, and we see that to those individuals who actually created this tragic upheaval in all of creation, then we see this dimension of the Chesed Hashem at all costs, under all circumstances. And therefore, when we think about ourselves, well, yes, I know Hashem is Molei Chesed. I know He created the world only for the purpose of doing Chesed. But right now, I'm not sure I'm worthy of His Chesed. You know, I'm not such a good guy. I've done this, I've done that. Shema Gorem Achet. Maybe, even though I know Hashem is good and I know He creates and He wants to do Chesed, maybe I'm unworthy and therefore I won't get it. Well, Adam and Chava could have been deemed unworthy too. Yet, Vayas Lohem Kosnos Or Vayal Bishem, He made that clothing for them, and He personally Himself dressed them up in it. That is a dogma, that's an example, that's a picture for us of the extent of the Chesed Hashem, despite the fact that we may not be worthy. But He takes care of us, He takes care of our needs, He takes care of it directly. He doesn't hesitate because, or He could, you know, here's the raw materials, or here's the clothing, and you know, I want to do it fully, the complete and total Chesed, even to those people who caused Him such an upheaval in His master plan of creation. And what I think that really means to us is that we have the dugma, we have the picture, we have in this parsha a picture of the Chesed Hashem, and the purpose of creation being the Chesed Hashem, and a living example of the extent of the Chesed Hashem even to those less than worthy of that Chesed. That should be a true source of Chizuk to us. And it's certainly a good way to begin the year, you know, the new cycle. We finished with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, all the Chizuk and Bitochen that we were able to get. And we have another parsha, which can also be Mechazik, which can also remind us of the fact that Hashem is called Kuloi Chesed, and that Hashem is does chesed, bestows chesed even on those who are less than deserving, and therefore we can counter our Hashem Agoram Hachet with this realization of look what Hashem did for Adam and Chava, and that can be a picture and an inspiration to help us to overpower this concern of maybe we're not worthy, and to come directly to rely on the Chesed Hashem. I think it's worth mentioning also the Rashi, actually the first Rashi, that says that, you know, originally it says it was Olam Machshav Toi to create the world with Din, Breishis Bo Elokim. Truth is that even creating the world with Din, with Mishpat, is also the greatest Chesed, because then we earn it. Then there's no Nama de Kisufa. The greatest form of Tzedakah is to give someone a job, not a handout of any sort. And here too, to give us the opportunity to earn through Mishpat, then we take ownership, then we're not embarrassed, then it's real. And that's really, that's also part of Hashem's chesed. But Hashem saw that the world would not have a kiyum, it was only the Mishpat. So Rashi's lotion is, Hikdim bidas orachamim, lemidas ha-mishpat. V'shotfoy, lemidas ha-mishpat. Hashem gave priority to the midas orachamim and made it a shutif with the midas ha-din. But we see that Midas HaRachamim is also operative in Din. When Hashem judges us, He judges with Mishpat, but also with Rachamim. And the Rachamim even preceded the Din. Hikdim Midas HaRachamim, the Midas HaDin. And therefore, we can also rely on Hashem's Chesed. We shouldn't be so afraid of Shem Agor Machet, because Hashem's Chesed goes beyond, even to those who aren't necessarily deserving. And we should also realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Rachamim even a priority or a first shutif, prime shutif maybe, with the Midas HaDin to assure that He will constantly be able to justify giving us more and more and more and allowing us to fulfill the desires and the wishes of our heart.